Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a new guest with us, someone I recently met. Her name is Holly Zeidler, and Holly works in the health industry. I wanted to get her on because she has a story to tell about what is happening in the health industry, my friends, with regards to illegal immigration, with regards to illegal aliens. And we know that there's stuff happening with in public safety. We know it's happening in the homeless, and we know it's happening with education. Well, now let's talk a little bit about, or let's hear about what is happening in the health industry. So, Holly, thank you very much for taking time to be with us.
Thanks for having me, George, and I appreciate the time to talk about this topic. I think it's a really important topic for people to understand the future impact on them, not even on themselves and on their families. I think this illegal immigration issue has been so focused on cartels and fentanyl being brought across the border, and not a lot of consideration has been given to what are the potential effects on our healthcare infrastructure with this massive amount of people that's crossing the border. So recently, I've been a nurse since 2012. I've worked pretty much all over the country. Came to San Antonio a couple years ago, and I've never seen illegal immigrants in our towns utilizing our hospitals and utilizing our healthcare infrastructure until recently. So I've had a couple of patients. I can give an example of a specific situation that I had. Young man in his 20s crossed the border from Colombia. He was in a car accident many years ago. Not many years ago. I would say a couple months ago, actually. I'm overshooting. But he had multiple wounds that became infected, that he couldn't receive the healthcare in Colombia that he needed. So what everybody knows, the U.S. border's open, crosses border, comes over here to use our healthcare system. And that seems to be a growing trend amongst the illegal immigrants these days. I know some a lot of focus is put on that it's for jobs or that it's for a better life. But also they're just coming over here just to basically use our facilities, use our goodwill, and to use our altruistic ideals in order to benefit themselves. They don't contribute anything to us while they're here, and then they leave.
That's, you know, we have heard, we have reported on this show for a long time about how when the Border Patrol encounters or finds somebody out in the desert and they are dehydrated and sick, et cetera, et cetera, that they will take them to the hospital and get free health care to recuperate. The same thing whenever they encounter a child or an adult, someone mm-hmm. who is suffering from pneumonia or something of the nature, they will get free health care. Is this what you also see in the hospitals at this point?
Yes, and what's not considered is everybody's very altruistic and idealistic until it directly affects them, right?
Uh-huh.
So until you're put on the back burner for a CT scan because you're waiting for your insurance company to be approved, or when one of our veterans are waiting to have surgery and we're waiting to get that approved, but if you just cross the border, you're in scot-free. You're absolutely guaranteed. They're more guaranteed health care rights and more guaranteed to have the procedures that they need than our own citizens that have health insurance or that have served this country and are just awaiting approval. They immediately get approved. We do not. So there's a huge discrepancy in I don't know who's calling the shots here, George, to be completely honest with you. I don't know who's calling the shots here. I don't know who decided this was a great plan. But unfortunately, and then when you come across, when it comes down to the cost of it, right? So this kid comes over for his procedure. He gets automatic wound back. That's tens of thousands. Total treatment cost is probably at least a couple $100,000. Between a wound back, antibiotics, the lab workup, everything that goes into it. Not to mention, every time these ICE facilities are full, they are transporting them out of town to us, right? So it requires two ICE agents to drive from the ICE headquarters to San Antonio to monitor this individual for 12 hours. Then at the 12-hour mark, another two ICE agents drive up. We're paying them to drive up, sit another 12 hours, and drive back. So not even the healthcare costs, our out-of-pocket costs as taxpayers, we're paying four ICE agents every 24 hours for this one person.
That is really, really incredible. Now, I remember hearing, for example, reading about a couple of years ago that the Yuma, Arizona Hospital, Community Hospital, as well as the Community Hospital in, I believe it was in New Mexico, I can't remember the name of the little border town in New Mexico, but they had been overwhelmed with people crossing the border and getting health care. And the people, the citizens in that area were griping because they could not get in for an appointment or for a lab scam or something of the nature. Are you telling us that that is pretty much the common practice?
Well, yeah, of course, these people have insurance, right? So somebody has to approve them. People that are crossing the border, the government's already approved them. Joe Biden already said, gave them the green light. Kamala, Kamala, whatever her name is, who's not the border czar or is the border czar, whoever's I don't, like I said, George, I don't know who's calling the shots here. But all I can tell you is that you have insurance, you've worked, you pay for insurance, you take care of your health care needs properly and efficiently. No, my friend, you're doing it wrong.
Wow.
When you follow the standard of what we've done in this country for years with the healthcare system, it's been turned on its head. You are going to wait behind somebody when you have a CAT scan, when you have an MRI, for example, an MRI machine. Typically, you have one to two in a hospital, maybe two if you're lucky, with a tech that's seasoned enough to, you know, guide through the procedure, a nurse that's available to do it. Multiple things go into these MRIs and CAT scans. You need a team, things like that, that need to be available. However, once someone gets ahead of you, you're waiting.
Oh my gosh, it almost is surreal. I mean, it's almost unbelievable to hear this, but we've seen it. We are seeing it at local. Now, you work at a you work in the healthcare industry. You're a nurse in San Antonio, which means that you're not on the border directly. So you're still seeing
this, even though
you're not on the border, right?
Multiple patients either are in our hospitals or they get sent to long-term acute care hospitals, which when you need, for example, IV antibiotics, you, a hospital, a typical insurance, your insurance, my insurance, they'll say, okay, you had a heart attack, we'll give you 5 days in the hospital. And they tell us as a hospital, this patient needs to be out in 5 days. Anything more than 5 days, we're not reimbursing you. That's why when you're in the hospital, you notice such a rush when it's your discharge day. They get you out immediately.
Right.
It takes forever to get processed in, but when we need you to get out, we need that bed back because we need to make money.
Yes.
But these people, and I think another point that's even more interesting, we're scared. When these people are getting discharged, we have a meeting about it. We talk about it. We talk to the guards about it. We don't tell the patient, hey, guy, you're going back to ICE tomorrow and you're being discharged because your treatment's over. Oh, no. We don't tell the patient that. You know why? Chest pain.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Mr. Whatever, you know, a patient, you're being discharged. You're going back to the ICE facility and you're going to be deported. Oh, I have chest pain.
They'll get sick right away.
I'm serious. I'm not joking with you. We stop everything. We have to do a 12-lead EKG. We stop every chest x-ray. Get the x-ray machine up here. The guy's saying he has chest. They know. They know what to do.
Wow. To prolong the whole situation.
To say.
Yep.
What else do they have to do? It's better than sitting in the ICE facility. At least they're getting one-on-one attention. Three, you know, warm meals a day. If they don't like the food, they get something else.
Oh, my gosh. It is surreal. It is absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, it's a mini getaway.
And how long have you been observing this situation?
Since the border has been open, I would say it began a couple months after that. I mean, they're flooded. They don't have the infrastructure to take care of these people. They don't. I say, George, I don't know why Martha's Vineyard doesn't open up their hospital and let their nurses take them.
Good point. good point.
Hey, I'm sure they have antibiotics. I'm sure they have wound bags. I'm sure they have everything we do down here. I'm not sure why they can't take the load off and take some of these people.
That's so true.
And like I said, it's going to be very interesting when right now it's not immediately, it's starting to impact people. But like I said, the focus has been on drugs. The focus has been on jobs or putting people up in hotels, and we're not taking care of our homeless people, but we're taking care of them. When this starts affecting people's health care and their wait times, there's going to be a whole nother beast to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Now I can just imagine. I mean, people, you're playing with people's health. You're delaying people's health, citizens' health, on behalf of somebody who crossed the border illegally and is not going to pay. And is not going to pay.
And the other point I want to make also is that from a healthcare perspective, we as responsible, participating citizens in society, when we go for a job and food, or healthcare or anything, we get TB tested, right? We have to provide proof that we're vaccinated, we have TB tests, whatever. I don't know. I was taking care of this guy for 3 weeks until I found out he had HIV.
You're kidding.
I didn't even know he had HIV.
Gosh. Oh my God.
I just get a bomb dropped on. And keep in mind, everybody can say, oh, well, HIV, if you're using standard precautions, that you're. It doesn't. You know what? If he coughs, spits anything on me out of anger, I don't know that.
Oh my
God. These people aren't tested when they cross the border. Are they getting a TB test like we all get when we get a job? No. They go in illegally, they could be working in our restaurants, doing our dishes.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Who's being tested for? And that's what I was speaking with Senator Ted Cruz's team, and they're doing some work about the border. They want to know who is being tested. How are we managing this? What are we going to have, a TB outbreak because we want to save the world?
That's right.
We need to save ourselves first.
Well, what about kids, you know, kids going into public schools? That's another thing.
Right, right. And I'm sure there's protocol with this school that may be more regulated, but these people that are coming in, like I said, jumping in, getting jobs, jumping into our hospitals, things like that, it's really disheartening. My favorite part about taking care is they also understand the wonderful age caps and what Obamacare did, where everybody gets to have an opinion and trash their healthcare professionals if they are dissatisfied.
Yes.
They get to complain about you.
Yep, they'll complain.
Yeah,
yes,
they get to complain about you.
You didn't jump high enough when they wanted you to.
Well, he was questioning that I didn't give him the antibiotics get switched constantly. I didn't get my antibiotics. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. She wasn't giving me. I'm not getting taken care of properly because she doesn't like immigrants.
God.
Kick the blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl from Ukraine.
Yes.
My family's from Ukraine.
That doesn't matter.
Let's just pick the most stereotypical person we can find and accuse her of something.
That's
so we can
right.
throw something at the wall and I can see what I can get away with.
Oh
here.
My gosh, that's incredible. Holly, we're gonna let you go, but I really, folks, we've been speaking with Miss Holly Zeidler, who is a new guest of ours, and we gotta get her back on as this issue continues to evolve. About healthcare and the impact that illegal aliens are having on it. Holly, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me, George. Have a blessed day.
You too. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.